One of the first images the Jersey Cape always conjures up is the iconic Cape May Lighthouse, which has stood vigil over the Delaware Bay since 1859.
And we're so lucky today to be here at the Cape May Lighthouse, where we're going to learn more about the history. I am here with Ben Ridings, curator for Cape May Mac, and he's going to tell us all about the history and why this lighthouse is so famous. So Ben, first of all, I love the uniform.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about the history.
Well, this lighthouse was built in 1859. It was actually the third lighthouse built in Cape May. And it's important because we're at the tip of New Jersey. So to go into the Delaware Bay, you have to pass through here. So you need a lighthouse to see where you're going if you're out on sea.
So when visitors come here, you open up those doors. What are they in for?
Well, when they walk in, first off, they'll be greeted by a spiral staircase. It's 199 steps. Why they didn't add the extra step and go to 200, I have no idea. But as they go up, there are landings in which they can stop, and there's information on each one that says a little bit about the lighthouse and history in general. Well, they're in for quite a climb, but it's a rewarding climb because when you get to the top, you can go outside and you can see the Atlantic Ocean on one side, the Delaware Bay on the other one, and just all this wonderful nature preserve.
I can see you're all dressed up in your uniform.
Yes, this would be appropriate for the 19th century, including the, you know, three-piece suit. It's also a pocket watch so the keepers could know what time it was, so they, you know, had time to get back and light the lamp. And the hat, so it was all a very formal government uniform at the time.
So how do people schedule? How do they get tickets?
Oh, it's simple. You can go to capemaymac.org and we have tickets there, or you can stop by the lighthouse right here and check our time.
Well, are we going to go?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.